I was supposed to be doing a film about a boxer in Montreal, and about 90 days before production started, it just kind of blew up. And the service provider that I was using up in Canada had another script, and he's like, hey, I want you to look at the script, you know, it's inspired by a true story. And I read it, and I was like, this is kind of a weird, like, he's a pastor, but he's a pro wrestler, like, how does that work? Like, I didn't get it, and so I did some research myself, and I found out there was this pastor down in Florida at Longwood Baptist who was a professional wrestler in, like the small circuits down in the South, and he went to seminary school, and he was a pastor and a wrestler for a couple years, and then he quit and he decided to be a pastor full-time. And he always kind of found himself at the wrong place at the wrong time, or maybe you could say it's the right place at the right time. Or not, you know, you believe that God puts you in certain situations. And he used his wrestling skills to stop a robbery. He helped a woman that was being beaten by a guy. And so he ended up writing this book called The Masked Saint that was kind of inspired by kind of the happenings of him when he was a young pastor. And I read the book, and the book was okay, but I was like, you know what, there's a story here, you know, I could really tell this story. And so I got the rights to it and rewrote the script for it, went through about four drafts, and I think came out with a pretty good little movie that it stays true to the story. We exaggerated some of the things, like the wrestling, we kind of took it to a higher level. He wasn't that big of a wrestler, because he was kind of doing the smaller circuits, and we kind of created this in the movie where it's not necessarily WWE, but it's not like, you know, the lower, it's kind of this hybrid, and I think we did a really good job there. I don't know, Jeff's seen the movie, you can probably tell a little bit more about that in terms of the wrestling side of it, but I think we did a good job with kind of, you know, telling the story of this guy who, he is a pastor, but he's just a professional wrestler, like, and how do those two kind of correlate? And that's really what inspired me to do the movie, because, like, this is a fascinating story. And so, yeah.
Jeff, what originally attracted you to this film?
Ironically enough, Ridge Rock is based out of Nashville. There was a mutual friend that we had that put us in contact, and I'm a man of faith, and so just from the, I guess you could say, the word go, I was interested in it. And then once I saw the trailer, I became even more interested in that. And obviously with Roddy Piper in it, who I know very well. And then, you know, as you sit and watch the movie, if I hadn't known Brent or Gary or anybody with Ridge Rock or even known Roddy, I would have said, this is a very, very feel-good story. Stays, you know, it's definitely got the faith-based message in it. And then it just sort of became a no-brainer. From a personal point of view, and then from a business point of view, we jumped on board because it just sends the right message. We really think that we can tap into the wrestling fan and fully endorse it and get behind it. And we're very excited just to form the partnership with Ridge Rock.
Okay, Brett, what was it like to work with Roddy? I've seen tons of documentaries, and they've all talked about how professional he was on set, but how he was kind of like this actor that you would have he had these chops for acting that you would have never expected. So what was it like to work with him?
Oh, man, honestly, the days I worked with him were the best days on set. He was incredibly prepared. And every time he did a take, I mean, it was like the entire crew was watching it, and partly because it was Roddy, but partly, I mean, he was that good. I mean, he made, in terms of, let's talk about wrestling and the perfect heel, he was literally the perfect heel and foil for my character. It was definitely a pleasure. It was funny. I will tell a quick little story here. It is, you know, a faith-based film, but faith-based partly because, you know, it's about a pastor, and I think we do a really good job of kind of transcending just kind of the normal faith-based film into something that's more kind of mainstream, but it still has that faith message. And so, you know, everyone knew it was a faith-based movie, and Roddy comes in for his first scene, and Roddy was great. I never knew what he was going to do in a take, which he would always follow the script, and he kind of throw in his own little, like, Roddy side at the very end, and it was a lot of fun. But the first take, he's sitting there, and he's telling one of the other wrestlers to basically go out and do your job, you know, and he's right in the middle of it, and he drops just the biggest F-bomb in the world, you know, and all of a sudden the director's like, cut, and he's like, and the director walks over very, very, very nervously, you know, he's like, Mr. Piper, it's a faith-based, you can't say that, and then he immediately drops like five or ten more, like, really bad cuss words. And there's a little girl, like, 8 years old on the set, you know, her mouth just drops open. And every time he catches himself, he's like, oh, shit, oh, sorry, oh, and he just goes on and on. And finally, he's like, I got it. And then he just kind of smiled and winked, and then, like, the rest of the time, he was perfect, never did another. But it was the funniest, like, first take ever for a face film.
Oh, man, it sounds like he ribbed you guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He had the whole crew in stitches. But he was also great because the thing that stood out really the most was, you know, he had a trailer, you know, there's a lot of waiting around on film sets, you know, and most actors go back, you know, and wait in between setups. And he stayed on set the entire time. He spoke to every crew member. He signed every autograph. He took every picture. Like, he was the consummate professional, but he also, when it came to being, like, Roddy Piper, the wrestling icon, like, he loved his fans, you know, and it was just, he was so gracious, so humble, and it was just really shocking. I wasn't expecting that. And it was a real pleasure to work with him.
So, Jeff, you said that, you know, Roddy's attachment to the project was a plus for you, but, I mean, how did Roddy Piper, the person, affect your life away from wrestling?
Well, I mean, that may be an impossible answer to give, because that's how I met him, through the business. You know, my family's been around the wrestling business. Mm-hmm. Roddy's obviously been in, you know, was around it for many, many years. So I knew him, you know, I knew Roddy first as a fan before he became a friend. And just, you know, it goes without saying, he was an enormous part of taking a business that my family's been in for over 70 years. But he was an enormous part about taking it into the mainstream in the early days of WrestleMania 1, 2, and 3, and just how what Roddy was all about, and just the dynamic of his persona. I hate to even call it character, his persona. That was Roddy, you know, and he came up the hard way and worked in, you know, finally settled in Oregon, but, you know, he worked in the Carolinas, worked in Florida, worked several territories, and was nothing but successful. And so I had a lot of respect from him. From that point of view, of just how good he was in every area that he wrestled in the territory days.
This may be a difficult question to ask, and I'm sorry, but professional wrestling is an industry where you're constantly dealing with loss in one way or another. I mean, just this year alone, professional wrestling has been affected a lot by loss. Is that something that you ever get used to? How do you kind of deal with that? I mean, you're a lifer. You've been in this industry your entire life. Your family has. How do you kind of deal with that and still be successful?
Well, it's part of life. It's just ours is much more public. And when you know, now, here we are in 2015, in some shape, form, or fashion, Roddy Piper, or I'm sure you're alluding to a Dusty Rhodes, mm-hmm. or something like that, they've been on television for 40 years, yeah. 30 years. There's not a lot of performers in any industry, whether it's the movie industry, television industry, football, basketball. You know, there's a few guys that hang around and get to do broadcasting. Frank Gifford, you know, we just lost him, and mm-hmm. he was a guy that was a, you know, groundbreaking quarterback, and then he was Monday Night Football, and so, but you know, when you have guys that have been on TV for so long, whether you know them or not, the public feels like, and they are, a big part of their lives from an entertainment aspect, and so it's life, but you know, bankers and lawyers, and all different shape, forms, and fashions of people in the workforce, you know, that death is a part of life, and that's just how it is.
Okay, how are you guys going to make this partnership between the two of you special and really get this film out to the masses?
Well, I'll go first, and I'll let Brett, he can finish this up. At the end of the day, the movie will stand on its own. If me and Brett and Ridge Rock had never formed, this movie will be very successful just because, in my opinion, when you go see it, you're going to leave that movie theater with nothing but, wow, that was a really good movie. But you put on top of it with Diane Carroll and Roddy Piper and Global Force Wrestling and everything we're going to do behind it and then Ridge Rock and just what a first-class organization they are, it's already special. We're just going to let people know about it.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great answer. You know, it's funny, you know, the partnership and kind of how we got together, when we did this film, faith-based films always get a really bad rap. This is the first one I've ever worked on. You know, they always say that it's bad writing, bad acting, bad directing, bad production value. And I'm used to doing much bigger films. And when I decided to do this film, I was like, okay, I'm going to bring the Hollywood production values to the faith-based movies. And I think that, you know, it kind of transcends that faith type of film. And I'm gonna say this because, you know, I've had numerous conversations with Jeff, you know, and if you talk to Jeff about Global Force, and Jeff, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you know, he's doing it differently. You know, he's saying, you know, it doesn't matter what promotion you guys are in, we want the best of the best. You know, it doesn't matter if you're with this promotion or that promotion, we're gonna transcend these kind of, you know, well, you're here. Well, why can't everyone just get together and provide the best entertainment possible? And I think that's what makes us. That's why I was really excited about Global Force. Was it kind of? I've got that same kind of idea for this movie. Like, it's going to transcend what you normally think of as this type of movie and go something bigger and better.
Okay, is there anything that you guys want to say about the film, Jeff? Is there anything that you want to say about the future of Global Force moving forward as well?
That we really kick off the real promotion of it this Friday in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
At our Global Force Residence AMPS television taping at the Orleans. And so we're very excited about just kicking things off. And then as we roll along, I'll if you'll include this, our social media platforms are at GFW Wrestling. That's at GFW Wrestling. And our website's globalforcewrestling.com. But then the Mass Saint, they have all their social media platforms, and I'll let Brett talk on that. But we're going to really make this a unique promotion, and you know, here we are. It's what, August, middle of August,
mm-hmm.
And so the movie comes out in January. So as the weeks and months roll along, really stay tuned to what we're doing online, because it's an exciting, and to me, it's a very unique partnership and promotion that's going to make some noise, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely keep following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Our side of it, on the Masked Saint movie, you can check us out at masksaintmovie.com. We're going to be doing some unique things in the next couple months, especially doing a lot more behind the scenes, a lot of kind of like letting people kind of know the story, because it, like you said, it is kind of an interesting story. Like, there's a pastor, there's a wrestler. How do those two kind of correlate? And we're going to be showing kind of more and more kind of behind the scenes and clips from the film in the next couple months to get people really kind of know the story more and get them ready for the theaters. So, and don't be surprised if maybe the couple of the characters from the movie start kind of coming to life and making appearances here and there throughout the states. That's all I'll say about that. But get ready for a lot of fun.
Okay, last question for me for Jeff. I remember a couple of years ago when TNA had their game come out, and we saw suicide become a real life character, you know, and is that something that may be taking place eventually in Global Force Wrestling, that the Saints could make an appearance?
You never know. It goes without saying that the stage is set, but we are in discussions on how to, you know, respect all parties involved. But once you see the movie and see the characters and see the Masked Saint and see what just a fabulous job Roddy does, as well as, you know, the professional wrestling that's in the movie is excellent. It's very, 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 very good. And so there's a character in there by the name of Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
And you may see Reaper in the days and weeks to come in Global Force Wrestling.